So we're back at it for another year. As I said, Derry got off to a winning start last week, but maybe we'll focus on Finn Harps first of all. A trip to Athlone Town tomorrow night. Obviously hard to gauge where things are at, but it's going to be interesting to see how Harps get on in their first game.
Oh, absolutely. I suppose this time of the year, you know, there's always a bit of excitement building, a new season, new players, seeing what other teams are like, you know, and Harps will obviously, you know, they'll be looking forward to it and looking forward to hopefully getting a positive start tomorrow night.
Athlone won't be happy with where they ended up last year, and they'll obviously be looking to start strong as well. It is potentially a tricky enough start on the road.
It is, yeah. Look, the First Division, as we all know, there's no easy games. Athlone, obviously, last season finished bottom, and they're probably, there was a lot of turmoil within the club. Seems to have settled, and new ownership and stuff like that. And I've seen they've brought on a few experienced players like Brendan Clark and stuff that probably will add a bit of stability to their squad as well. So, again, totally unknown as of Harps. You know, Harps have retained 14 or 15 players from last season, but they've also signed 6 or 7, guys that, you know, are new to the league and stuff like that. So depending on what Kevin goes with, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what both teams line out like tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what team Kevin McHugh goes for tomorrow night. As you say, there's a lot of new faces in the squad. Do you see maybe a few of the new faces coming in and like maybe blending them together with the team, or do you see 5 or 6 of the new faces in the starting lineup tomorrow?
I don't know. They seem to have a decent enough pre-season. They played decent high-level opposition, and by all accounts, Kevin seems happy with what they've done. So I would expect a good few of them new signings to come in. Now, by all accounts, there's a few of them fairly decent, although early stages, and they look fairly big and physical and strong. As you know, the First Division, the League of Ireland, you need to be all of that and more. Maybe at the second half of last season, Harps lacked a wee bit of that physicality. So the likes of them guys, the likes of obviously Connor Turish and Tony McNamee are going to be pivotal to keeping them fit and the team, obviously Max Hutchinson and guys they got there. And then obviously with the keen eye and young lads, the local boys like Dara Coyle and Sean O'Bradley, see how they get on, and obviously the boys that were at the Under-17 World Cup, you know, you want to see them pushing on, no, doing well. Gavin McAteer, Josh Cullen and Corey Sheridan, you know, you would like to see them even getting a lot more minutes this season, you know.
Yeah, the new signings are one thing, but surely that's a big boost for the club to have kept Corey, Josh and Gavin. You know, there were rumours floating around the World Cup, especially around Gavin, that there might be clubs interested. It's a massive boost to have kept all three.
Oh, it is, yeah, but I suppose maybe it's only a matter of time. I don't know, but I know there's still clubs, and I would say come the summertime, the guys finish school and stuff, you know, you could see a couple of them making moves, and like hopefully it goes well for them. But at this stage, I'd say they're just concentrating on starting the season and probably getting into the team. And then what the summer brings, no, I suppose nobody knows for them, but them guys have loads of opportunities in front of them, so they do.
Broader picture with the signings and holding on to the young players, taking a generally positive end of last year, progress in the new stadium, etc. What kind of season do you think could be in the cards for Finn Harps? What would be success?
Hard to call. It's like this last 3 or 4 seasons, I suppose, have all been similar. Wee bit of hope, wee bit of expectation, and then obviously disappointment in the overall season. Not getting near or pushing the playoff spots is majorly disappointing for a club like Finn Harps. It obviously shows where they're at the minute. For me, a positive season would be progress, would be, you know, some of them young players getting themselves in the starting 11 week in, week out, and absolutely most definitely getting in the playoff spots by the end of the season or thereabouts. I think pushing for league titles and stuff like that with the likes of Cork City in the league is probably, no, I think realistically we all know that's probably out of reach. But yeah, and again, football, you never know. But I think playoff spots have to be a minimum requirement, have to be a realistic goal for any season for Finn Harps in the First Division, you know.
Yeah, we'll have updates from that Harps game in Athlone with Kevin Egan from kickoff at 7:45 tomorrow night. Elsewhere, Bray Wanderers are at home to Longford Town, Cove play Wexford, UCD are at home to Kerry, and Cork, who, as you say, came down last year, they're at home to Treaty at Turner's Cross. Gavin, of all those teams, who would you say maybe is best equipped heading into the new season?
Look, obviously Cork City, they've re-signed Seanan Maguire, they've still got Keaton, they've still got the nucleus of the squad from last year. They have to be massive favourites. Very similar situation to Dundalk last season. You know, coming in, you would expect it. Obviously, Cove had a good season last year. Kerry seemed to be going in the right direction, so they do as well. Obviously, they were down low in the lower half, but there's a lot of positive signs. Again, the Longfords, the Athlones, the Harps, they'd be all hoping to push on a wee bit more. Treaty, I don't know much about them. So again, much of a muchness is with the first division every year. There always seems to be a big changeover of players and staff at clubs. So that is the total unknown. UCD are always consistently there, thereabouts, although a very young side. I know they've lost Ronan Finn this season, so he'll be a big loss. But no, they'll be there, thereabouts, playoff wise as well. Cove, I would expect. So Bray Wanderers last season, again, you're expecting them to be there, thereabouts. So look, again, I fully expect Cork City to be the stronger side. And after that, it's sort of throw your hat over five or six clubs, you know.
Yes, moving on to the Premier Division, that all got up and running last weekend. Derry City came away with all 3 points at home to Sligo eventually. What did you make of Derry's performance last week?
For the first hour, I suppose they were fairly flat. Obviously, a lot's made of the Brandywell pitch and not suiting Derry, and I would agree with that totally. Like, they've signed really, really well. They've seemed to have a really, really strong off-season, and the expectations are through the roof there at the minute. And for an hour, Sligo probably shaded it, probably the better team, and probably left the Brandywell disappointed not to get a point. But in saying that, Derry finished strong. And sometimes when you win games like that, it gets the crowd going, it helps the situation. You know, a wonder goal from Bannon, and then obviously the late winner from Thomas, who looked really lively. You know, it gives the whole place a lift, and they've obviously another three home games now. If they can get the points racked up early on, I think they're going to take a lot of stopping this season.
Yeah, I suppose we don't really know where Shamrock Rovers are at, as their game was off last weekend. But as you say, it does seem to be the general consensus that Derry are maybe going to be their main rivals for the title. That's something you go along with.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Shamrock Rovers are obviously the biggest club in the country, the strong squad. The record under Stephen Bradley is phenomenal, you know. But notoriously, over the last few years, they've been in the Europa League, they've been in the Conference League, so they've been playing right up over the winter. So their pre-season hasn't been a full pre-season like the other clubs. So usually they're slow starters, Shamrock Rovers, over the last couple of years, but they always come strong. So it's a good chance for Derry with the poor home fixtures to get the points on the board and really, really put it up to them. After that, obviously St. Pat's and Bowes drew last week. You know, Sligo looked decent on the brand new, in fairness. Dundalk just promoted, didn't play last weekend. So look, it's a very, very interesting league. It seems to be getting stronger year on year. There's more full time professionals within it, and just the quality seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, so Derry at home to Dundalk tomorrow night. Drogheda play Waterford. St. Pat's are at home to Galway United. And champion Shamrock Rovers get going with a short trip to face Shelburne. So, Gavin, let's move on to Cock Hill. It's fair to say you're going well this year. 12 wins from 12. Absolutely flying and in a showing. We're going to hear a bit shortly on the programme about Bunnygee United's launch they had on Monday for that new League of Ireland third tier starting in August, which, of course, your Cock Hill side will be in as well. I'm sure at Cock Hill it is full steam ahead for the new league as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. I suppose there's a lot of information to be released and press days and media stuff to come up. The committee are working hard on that. For ourselves as a team and players, we've discussed it slightly, but not that much. Great opportunity for the players. Great opportunity for the players in any showing to step up and test themselves. And I feel that our players are champing at the bit. But look, we've a lot to concentrate on. We're in still a lot of cups, and we still have the league to finish out. We've a tough game, a tough derby this weekend coming up against the Illies, which is never easy. They're always well up for the games against ourselves. So we're on the pitch, we're sort of concentrating that as much as we can, with one eye on August, obviously, and players for that. But again, I was at the launch, the Bonagy's launch on Monday night in the Clannery, and it was a fantastic evening and really well done and really professional. And Bonagy are looking like they're well prepared to be making the step and looking forward to it as a club, which is brilliant to see. And I think we all are. I think, I suppose, the greater football public in the North West and Donegal are sort of thinking, you know, this could be interesting and might get behind it and might get the games and stuff like that. So, look, it's exciting. Again, because with it not fully depressed and the launch and stuff like that, not fully set up yet, you know, maybe people are thinking, oh, what's happening? But look, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes for it, and it's all very, very positive.